Today was the last day of work for nearly 10,000 Boeing workers in Greater Seattle. They are the first wave of an estimated 20,000 Seattle-based workers that Boeing plans to lay off by the middle of next year. Boeing workers aren't the only ones hurting. Seattle, which was flying high economically just 18 months ago, is now reeling from the recession. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Seattle's fall from economic grace has been hard and fast. The high-tech promised land is now a land of displaced workers and shuttered dot-coms. Roughly 2,000 people, most of them men and most from Boeing's commercial airplane division, jammed into an auditorium this week to attend a job fair. Steeling themselves with resumes and hope, they descended on recruiters for Boeing competitor Lockheed Martin.
And are you willing to relocate?
I know in Sunnyvale we are definitely looking to hire procurement for subcontract management.
While Lockheed Martin still has well-paying jobs, they are not in Seattle. And for laid-off Boeing workers such as Roger Jackson, who can't just pick up and move, the future looks bleak. After two decades as an airplane machinist, Jackson doesn't have many transferable skills, and there are no longer a lot of $23 an hour manufacturing jobs.
My prospects for making the same amount of money I was making at the Boeing company are pretty dismal. I mean, especially up here. I do have a prospect to go back to the Home Depot where I worked while I was laid off before. That's paying me about, two-thirds of what I'm making. Unfortunately, I can't live on what they pay.
But Boeing is just part of the area's economic woes. Over the past 18 months or so, many high-tech companies have collapsed and dot-coms have imploded. Architect-turned-web designer Scott McConnell watched it happen.
In 99, I was retraining to be a web developer, and I was very excited about the job prospects, not only because of what was in the news about opportunities with new web companies and web development in general, but the growth of the economy. We were very strong here in Washington State, and I saw great things ahead of me.
He was inundated with phone calls from recruiters and landed a position doing contract work at Microsoft with a salary of about $50,000. But a year later, when his contract ended, the job market in high tech had evaporated. Today, McConnell is making half as much money, working as a career counselor at a government-funded job center. But that job, too, is about to end. Roberta Power, a state labor economist, says back in the late 1990s, there was an almost irrational rush to start new businesses and invest capital in untested companies and industries.
We had what I personally like to call a gold rush, and it really created a bubble in terms of real estate and hiring and all kinds of stuff. And that bubble burst because it was a bubble. And so we lost all those jobs and we're back to normal. But that sure did break our economy.
Tens of thousands of jobs have disappeared. Retail sales and tax revenues are down. Unemployment claims are up. And stock option income, which had created so much wealth here, is down sharply. While the national unemployment rate stands at 5.7%, in Washington State it's estimated at 6.9%, the highest in the country, and the Boeing layoffs are not yet reflected in the numbers. Indeed, the impact of this recession goes well beyond those layoffs. Even Seattle's famed coffee bars are beginning to feel the pinch. Pamela Gambari, one of the owners of the Cherry Street Coffee House, says some customers are leaving smaller tips and switching to less expensive drinks.
They had a double grande mocha. They'll drop down to maybe a single tall mocha, so they'll cut back, you know, in that area. We have some people that come in every day, twice a day. Then they'll start coming in once a day or only on Fridays.
But there's much more than lattes at risk. As the economy languishes, more and more service jobs disappear. Many people who've recently made the transition from welfare into those jobs fear for the future. Judy Carter, manager of the Yesler Terrace housing project, says many of her residents are worried about the 5-year limit on welfare benefits.
And when the economy was doing well, it kind of made sense. But now that things have dried up, it's pretty scary. We have several families that have opened daycare homes here. Their income is dropping as well. People can't afford to pay for childcare if they're looking for work. And because people have lost their jobs and they don't need childcare. You know, there's a domino effect.
And things are likely to get worse before they get better. Unemployment will continue to rise. And while job growth is expected to return in a year or two, economists say the recession here will last longer than in the rest of the country. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.